Welcome to Stories of the World. I'm your host, Kamali, coming to you from Colorado on a snowy Saturday, February 21st. This is the first podcast in our Stories of the World series, where we explore ancient stories from folklore and religious texts originating in various locations around the world. Podcasts are presented in groups of three, the first telling one ancient story, the second a different but related story, and the third discussing the similarities and differences between the two. At the end of this first podcast, I will pose some questions for you to ponder and discuss with your friends, classmates, family, teacher, whoever is listening with you now. I will do the same thing at the end of podcast number two. Then, in podcast number three, I will discuss the questions and any feedback from the ongoing conversation I hope you will join at storiesoftheworld.com. Gather round and let's get started. Our first two stories have to do with God and a great flood that covers the whole earth. Our first story comes from the first book of the Old Testament of the Bible, specifically Genesis 6 through 9, and is typically referred to as Noah's Ark. The world had been taken over by evil and greed. People were not being good and kind to each other anymore. So God looked upon the earth, and indeed it was corrupt. God decided to wash the earth clean with a great flood so that all sin and evil would be washed away. There was only one man left on earth who was good and holy. His name was Noah. So God told Noah about his plan to make a huge flood that would last 40 days and 40 nights. God said to Noah,
"The end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make yourself an ark of gopher wood. Make rooms in the ark and cover it inside and outside with pitch."
God also told Noah to round up two of each creature on earth to load onto the boat with him. Everything from the largest animals, like elephants and lions, to the smallest insects and songbirds. Noah talked to the animals to tell them what was going to happen. God gave him the power to speak every animal's language because God loved them and wanted to make sure one mommy and one daddy of each species survived the flood so they could make babies and repopulate the earth once it was all over. God told Noah to put his own family on the ark too.
"They and every beast after its kind, all cattle after their kind, every creeping thing that creeps on the earth after its kind, and every bird after its kind, every bird of every sort."
And they went into the ark to Noah, two by two, of all flesh in which is the breath of life. So those that entered, male and female, of all flesh, went in as God commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. After weeks of tossing and turning in the turbulent water, the ark came to rest on the top of a mountain. Not knowing for sure whether they were safe, Noah sent a dove to fly out of one of the windows of the ark and check. The dove brought back an olive branch. Noah knew the coast was clear. The olive tree symbolizes peace, which meant they had entered a new age of peace and love, and the violence and sin had indeed been washed away. Just then God appeared to Noah and promised he would never do that again. God put a rainbow in the sky to seal his promise. Thank you for listening to our retelling of Noah's Ark. Here are a few questions to think about and discuss. Question 1. Who were the main characters in the story? Question 2. Why was there a flood? Question 3. Why did God choose Noah? Question 4. What is an ark? Question 5. Who was rescued on the ark? Question 6. What symbolism appeared at the end of the story? These questions are also posted in our discussion forum at storiesoftheworld.com. Please discuss and research them as much as you like, and think of some of your own questions to post. Be sure to post all thoughts and questions by end of day, Friday, February 27th, as our discussion podcast, the third in the series, airs Saturday, February 28th. Whenever you're ready, tune in to Flood Podcast number 2 to hear the next story. Thank you for listening.